Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little hoard house in Azeroth, or a show we call Hoard House for short. It's that place where we talk about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 30 minutes or so with my co-host. Say hello to the one, the only, Extifer.
You're gay!
How are you, Extifer?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm pretty good. I hope you weren't telling that to all the listeners, because, you know, we probably have a diverse people that listen to us.
No, I don't want anybody to
gay,
know
straight,
that.
Bi,
I don't want anybody to know that we're gay, because out of fear that they'll hang us.
All right. So. Where do we live, Iran? All right. Anyhow, yeah, we are going to talk about Warcraft.
And though. I ran so far away.
And since Extifer quit WoW, we're going to talk about...
I gotta get away.
We're going to talk about Warcraft with tonight's very special guest. Returning to the show, you guys loved her last time she was on, so we invited her back. Everybody say hello to Ferrari!
Hello!
You're not gay, sort of.
How you doing, Ferrari?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
We're not raiding tonight, so that's good.
Well, did you cancel raiding on behalf of the show?
No.
Oh, darn, I was going to feel special for a minute.
No, we cleared up all the current content we cleared up, and we were going to go back and clear up other content, but people couldn't be bothered to grace us with their presence for that, so
I see.
We called it.
I see. Well, welcome back to the show, and for those that don't know Ferrari, or as I believe it's actually pronounced Ferrore, but there's like a silent E that I love to pronounce, so I always say Ferrari. Ferrari is Extifer's now former guild leader, since Extifer, if you listen to last week's show, has rudely quit the game of WoW for a little while.
Rudely.
Okay, politely quit the game of WoW for a little while. Ferrari was the guild leader and, of course, made the catchphrase shitbags popular on this program in some of the earlier episodes. So how did you take to the news that Extifer was going to leave the game, Ferrari?
Well, he hadn't really been playing, so, I mean, it's not that much of a shock, but, I mean, it really wasn't a shocker. I mean, if he's not playing, why pay $15 a month anyways? And... I mean, he's still going to be, you know, teacher's pet, and he's my favorite, so.
Aww.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, I told her to demote me in the guild, because I'm technically an officer, and she's like, nope.
Aww.
I'm like, okay, so I expect to have full status when I come back, then.
So Extifer is teacher's pet, huh? What does he do to earn that status?
He's not a shitbag.
Fair enough.
I mean, honestly, no, I mean, I've been healing with him for a while, and I'm confident he'll return, unless, of course, I don't return when The Old Republic comes out, but that's neither here nor there.
That's a lot
when
of people
that
are
come out, by the way. What are the rumors and when that's going to come out?
I don't know, but I've paid $160 to make sure that when I can play, I'm playing.
What
did
you spend $160 on?
The collector's edition.
Does that actually come with a miniature R2-D2? How does that work?
I mean, it's got like a long list of stuff that it comes with, and, you know, of course, early access to the game. And I have this thing. I'm totally a collector's edition Nazi, and if I can have a CE, I'm going to buy one.
I just want to say, Ferrari, for $160, you could probably buy the regular edition and a ticket to Disneyland to ride Star Tours all day long.
You know, that's possible, but, you know, I would have to leave the basement. And
I see.
That is not conducive with some serious MMO.
Yeah, life. Don't make people leave their comfort zones, Rob.
I'm sorry. How
you
dare.
And your, like, think outside the box mentality.
How
you
dare
know
I
what?
Go outside? It's against every WoW
Listen,
principle.
I mean, how are you not allergic to the sunlight? That, to me, is baffling.
Actually, truth, my doctor told me I have a vitamin D deficiency, which means that you don't get enough. That basically means you're not getting enough sun.
Wow, that's... How do I not have a vitamin D deficiency?
I have
seriously?
A vitamin D deficiency, too, but I'm always out in the sun.
Vitamin D deficiency is like the new ADD. Like, everybody has it, you know?
I know, seriously. Like, it's funny how fast my doctor, like, said, oh, vitamin D.
So what were we talking about? I'm just kidding. All right. Anyhow, let's talk also about what's going on in the guild. Last week, did you hear last week's show, Ferrari, about the topic of the week, about the whole, is it better to raid with friends or strangers?
I did.
I'm dying to know your take on this topic, that because it was quite the discussion last week. But no, I was saying Extafer was in a unique situation, because before Extafer randomly went over to Winterhoof to raid with the old guild you guys were in together, you didn't really know each other. So how did that work for you, and what's your take on the question about strangers versus friends?
I'm going to go with strangers, definitely, 110%. If you're really going to raid, and I'm not talking about just like, I mean, in a casual situation, obviously, playing with your friends, I think, is obviously better. But in
when
a,
you're doing
in a real...
the ooh, poo, poo, tier 11 raids like you're doing, Rob, then friends are fine. But for the real raiders like me, I'm just...
I mean, I guess.
Well, just tell it like it is.
I'm
tell
better than you. Let's see here. No, but, no, I think because... I mean, I have real-life friends in the guild, and it's a lot harder to get them to not only basically fall in line, for lack of, you know, a better way to put it, but to really, I mean, you can't really take that outside of WoW. So if you have a really bad night raiding, it's really hard, because I don't want to sit there and say, well, you know, we would have killed this boss if your stupid ass didn't step in fire, and you kind of have to leave that behind. So it is a little bit easier, I think, to deal with the strangers, because you can log off and get away from the stupid, but when you're reading with your real friends, it's kind of hard, and I think a lot of people have problem with tensions.
Have you ever screamed at one of your friends and called them a shitbag, and then things were really awkward?
I mean, I have never called them a shitbag, but I have yelled at one of my real life friends in raid, and basically, I mean, I definitely lost my shit at him the same way I would have lost my shit at a stranger, and it was a little bit weird after raid, but hey, they got over it pretty quickly.
I 1 week on the show I was talking about how I lost my shit with all my friends one night in a raid, and like I went off, and I think you wrote an email saying I'm so proud.
I really was because I mean, there's just sometimes where you're... And this is especially true in my guild. It gets to the point in the night, and I don't know if Exifer sold you, but I actually made like a New Year's resolution sort of in the middle of the year that I wasn't going to yell so much, that I was not going to lose my shit, that I was going to calmly breathe and then discuss.
It was like a Chinese New Year's resolution. It was kind
yeah,
of like
I mean, it
March.
Works 50% of the time.
Okay.
But there's just some times where people just cannot get their heads out of their ass, and you lose your shit, and then all of a sudden they're like, I get it. And it's like the light has been turned on. So
you can tell when she's mad, like at the end of a raid, she'll be quiet for like 2 hours, you know, and then you have to like kind of like gauge if you're going to talk to her or not.
Ferrari, what causes people to be an idiot and stand in fire?
You know what? I think that there's a wide spectrum of reasons why. I think a lot of people also, like, I know, and I'm guilty of it, I'll turn around and look at the TV, or I'll take a phone call or answer a whisper, and I'm not paying attention to what's in front of me, and I think that's a big thing. And then I think the other thing is they just can't help themselves. Like, It's pretty bad, but I mean, I think, you know, you're a healer. It's really easy to kind of just tunnel in on what you're doing and forget everything that's going on around you. And I think that that also separates, you know, your really good raiders from your, you know, mediocre to your really fucking terrible raiders.
I think you're right that everybody's kind of different with raiding, because I know this week, you know, we were doing more tier 11 raids this week, and one of the fights I was doing was Meloriac, and Salacious Pop kind of like turned around and watched my computer, and he's like, why are you alt tabbed? You guys are fighting Meloriac. I'm like, it's phase one of Meloriac. There's like no healing to be done here. I gotta check my email. True story.
Yeah, you know, I can't really say that that's a bad thing, because I do it all the time, and I do it on current content. I am terrible with it.
And she will tell you when she's AFK'ing.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
She'll be like, okay, Exto, you got this for the next, like, 5 minutes. I'm, like, looking at Facebook or something.
Well, what's your best alt-tabbing story?
Let's see here. I think there comes a time on like every end boss where we're going through wipes and wipes and wipes, and as the wipes go on, like you figure out what it is that you're gonna need to be doing something. So I'll tend to alt tab and maybe check out like a YouTube video, put on some music, change up my playlist, and I do that now. I did it on Rag. Like I don't give a shit. If I know that I need to sit there and regen, I'm gonna alt tab and turn on some music.
But you're not a shitbag. You're just smart.
But you know what? It's funny because I actually use my add-ons in a way that I get away with that kind of thing. Like, I have it so I play, it plays an actual sound if myself or others are at low health, and so I'll tab back in.
Nice. I should have downloaded that while I was playing.
Called the alt-tab alarm.
Yeah. You know what? I really should write something like that, but it's a bunch of add-ons actually that I've kind of messed to work together customly, so.
Nice. All right. Well, you said that you guys got down Rag this week, so congratulations on your Ragnaros skill.
Thank you.
How was that for you guys? Was it a really hard fight, or how did Firelance treat you guys?
You know what? We actually pretty much steamrolled 6 out of 7. I mean, we had 6 out of 7 on the second week without any problem whatsoever. Once we got back into the real progression swing, like the first week we went in there, we were kind of, I don't know, we spent like 2 hours on trash, the just sticking off and people pulling extra shit, and it wasn't looking good for us, and so a lot of us were, you know, a little bit skeptical. And then the second week we cleaned it up with 6 of 7, and we had been working on Rag since. We didn't extend the lockout or anything, but Rag is definitely a stupid check. I mean, you cannot be fucking dumb and kill Rag. There's just no way.
And why is that?
It's all about the third phase. You have these things called living meteors, and they spawn and they chase you, and if they hit you and anyone within 5 yards of you, you will die instantly. There is no getting out of it except for an immunity, but you'll still kill people around you. And so you have to not only be careful where you are, but where other people are, and you can't, you have to like watch the trajectory of the living meteor, because if you turn a corner, it'll switch and it'll go right through a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And we were having that problem with our tanks. Our tanks were trying to dodge that and everything else going on in that fight. I'm pretty sure Blizzard was like, you know what? We're going to take as many mechanics as we can, and we're just going to stick them in one phase of a fucking fight and be like, dance, monkey, dance, because pretty much
it. Get ready to play the Benny Hill theme as this phase
happens. That's exactly what it is. That phase is so hectic, and seriously, fuck Blizzard for it.
I was actually watching over Salacious Pop's shoulder last night. They were on Rag. They still haven't got Rag down, but they're doing 25, and they were like I actually happened to be watching them on the best run that they did yet, which they got Rag down to 15%. And so I was watching all that boulder thing, and I was like, that looks like just craziness, that you have to have a lot of coordination, especially with 25 fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, he basically runs away at 10%, and that kind of pisses me off a bit, because it's like, you know, so we were all joking around like, we're going to go to kill Deathwing, and he's going to pop up and res Onyxia and be like, you know, every other expansion was merely a setback. And
yeah, so you actually don't actually kill him?
No, the fucker retreats. I'm like, all right, what? Already. I know.
That's ridiculous.
But
maybe that is hammer some more.
Now I'm not going to come back to WoW. I give up.
It's all a build up to the heroic version. Have you guys heard about the heroic version? What happens then?
Oh Lord. No. Oh. I am not... looking forward to that.
Can I spoil it? Because what happens is that there's a whole extra phase. Instead of retreating, that's where he comes out of the lava and why he has a human form. And you basically have 3 NPCs that come out to help you kill him. Like, it's all part of... like, it's just a whole new phase that's specific to heroic only. For that last 10%. Yeah.
Yeah, we did watch the video for that. And, you know, I'm gonna just deal with that when the time comes.
I'll just put it off.
Yeah, that fight's going to put me at near stroke level, I think.
Awesome. So on the heroic version of it, do you actually kill him?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of relative in WoW, don't you think? Like, actually kill a boss?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, next expansion will probably have some fresh content, but then after that they'll be like, you know, really not sure what to do in between all these dev chats, so why don't we just revamp a bunch of content?
And then there'll be Ragnaros' evil twin sister, Ice Monster, or whatever.
Yeah, Ice Monster. Her name would be, like, Lavanaros.
Yeah.
No, oh my god, or Aisha.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Aisha?
Aisha Rose.
Seriously.
I got some fire, bitch. I'm gonna put you in a fire. football. So,
okay.
Would it be like,
less
really
flaming
racist to say that? Would it be really racist to say that she'll probably like summon a bunch of her like children, and you know, one of her abilities will be like get on the welfare line and she can wipe her.
Yes, that would be an extremely bad thing to say.
Oh, Rob, you're so PC.
It's exactly what I would expect Extrovert to say. Anyhow, let me change the subject quickly before the hate mail starts pouring in. We haven't talked to you.
Black people are poor.
Stop it.
And black people don't play WoW.
Stop it. That's not true.
No, it's not.
Moving on.
They have big penises.
I mean, I think that makes it harder for them to play the game because they can't get in closer to the keyboard. But, I mean, I think every server has a token. So, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
Can I ask the next question, which is, we haven't had Ferrari on the show since the 4.2 patch went live. So, outsider rating, what have been your thoughts on this patch overall, especially, you know, since it took so damn long to get here?
I'm not that impressed, to be quite frank. I did the dailies for a little while, and I couldn't be bothered to do them anymore. I'm sorry. I don't care. And I don't know. I'm very much annoyed with the fact that we had this patch where, you know, we had these heroics, and those are old as shit now, too. And then we have this Firelands. It's got 7 bosses, and I feel like, what am I supposed to do with the other couple days of my week? It's just, I don't know. It's meh.
Go back and clean up heroic tier 11. Everybody seemed to forgot about that.
Well, we are going to go back and try and work on Sinestra and things like that. But still, I mean, it's old content that we just spent the last 6 months in because they're, you know, more frequent patches.
True. Well, by the way, speaking of the patch, today happens to be the day, if the calculations are correct, being Thursday the 28th, that if you've been doing your dailies every single day in Molten Front, today's the day you'd get your last vendor, and for those achievement hunters, I think you would start seeing the mount today, because you could actually have completed all your achievements today.
Yes. There's tons of them running around.
So you'll start to see those popping up on the server now. So, lots of fun. All right, well, before we get to how is your week in Azeroth, even though we've kind of already grilled Ferrari on hers, but I'll ask her a little more in a minute here, I want to reiterate the contest on last week's show. We've only had a couple entries come in, and we never gave an end date last week. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, be sure you go back and listen to all of last week's show, all 2 hours of it, and at the very end, you'll hear a piece about the contest and how it involves screenshots and all that. The end date will be next week, so a week from today, to get those entries in for the contest.
You don't have to listen to the whole thing, though. Just skip to the motherfucking end.
Shh. You're not supposed to tell them to do that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Listen to the whole 2 hours of me, the awesomeness of me.
There you go. Exactly. So next week is the deadline. We're going to pick some winners on next week's show, just so you know. Screenshots, fan art, whatever it is, all the details are at the end of last week's show.
You know why I think you didn't get that many submissions?
Huh?
And I'm going to tell you the truth. It was that one email towards the end that was like a fucking novel. I have never, never fast-forwarded through an episode of Hordehouse, ever. Not once. And I was like, and as you kept going, I was like, oh, fuck this. And I was just like, like skipping ahead. I'm like, what the hell?
No, in the future, I'm going to trim those things down. But I thought that one was particularly funny because it was just all about, like, it was about one tiny little topic and it kept going and going and it just cracked me up, so...
Yeah, exactly. Like, has he gotten a lot of shit for that? Because
I don't know. I haven't seen any responses to it. Probably because everyone skipped it.
Oh.
So we'll see. All right. Anyhow, let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth and the things that we have been doing in the World of Warcraft this week. So, Ferrari, we talked to you about raiding, but what else have you been up to in Azeroth? Any alts or anything you've been working on?
Well, I do. I mean, I have now. I want to say 11 or 12 85s.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I've been doing a lot of arena, new season, obviously, so some PvP, obviously in addition to raiding. I don't know if you know this, but I'm not playing a Holy Paladin anymore, so...
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's your main now?
Holy Priest.
Why'd you switch?
Well, the problem was is we've had an issue with third healers, and I wonder why, but we can't seem to keep them. I mean, we get them... And they're either lackluster or they're fucking stupid. Like, I don't even know that God even gave them sense. But but we can't seem to keep a third healer. So we finally found one that was actually exceptionally a good healer, but it's a paladin. And, I mean, although we could get away with two paladins probably on normal content, it's really not an ideal comp. And I was, I mean, I have literally every healer at 85, so it was really more of a, do I want to do this? Can I switch focus? And so we decided to go ahead and do it for the sake of comp. And, I mean, I miss my paladin. I prefer to play a holy paladin, but it's going okay.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm fortunate where I'm really the only holy pally in my guild right now. We have another one trying to come up the ranks, but she's still got some gearing to do. So for right now, it's really no competition with tank heals. It's fun.
No competition.
That's right. So
I mean, I wouldn't mind running two druids, but somebody's a bitch.
So quick, can you tell me all 12 of your 85s?
Probably not, but yeah, I have. Well, I have two 85 paladins. I have my DK. I have a shaman. I basically have one of everything and then two duplicates.
Wow.
So, I mean,
but
yeah.
Do you have a rogue?
I do.
Oh.
Surprise.
She said one of everything.
An 85 rogue?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've been kind of working on that in secret. Well, it's not really secret now, but now you know.
Are they all horde?
No. They're not. I started playing, like, I don't know if you saw one of my emails a long time ago. I said my goal for the expansion was to have one of everything, one of every 85 on the Horde and one of every 85 on the Alliance.
Right.
So that's what I'm working towards.
Gotcha. Wow. So, and because you must be playing on more than just Winterhoof then, because you have to have, you can't put more than, what, 8 characters on one server, so.
Well, 10, you can do 10 on the server, which I think is fucking dumb.
Like, oops.
Whatever, but, I also play on server, I guess, a gray main, and that's where I have my alliance characters, and then of course I have my little paladin on Drendon that I almost never log on, but I do occasionally.
Cool deal. All right, anything else you want to share about your week in Azeroth?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it.
I'll talk about my week then a little bit. I did Isle of Conquest this weekend because it was that special weekend for Double Honor or whatever. And I love Isle of Conquest, so I played that a little bit. And I introduced Dark Sakura to Isle of Conquest. She'd never really done PvP, like, besides maybe like a gulch. So we were kind of playing some of those together and having a lot of fun with it because I love Isle of Conquest. I know a lot of PvP serious people hate it, but I like the clusterfuck that it brings and all the vehicles and all that stuff and raiding by land and sea and air. Otherwise, when it came to raiding, great progress in the tier 11s this week. You know, obviously, if you listen to the show previous weeks, my guild is a little bit behind since we're more socially oriented. So we are just now tackling last tier's content, but it's been great. And we blasted through 4 new bosses this week. So we took down the first 2 in Bastion of Twilight, and we took down 2 more in Blackwing Descent, Meloriac and Chimeron last night. And I got to say, I like that Chimeron fight a lot. That was my favorite fight in Tier 11 so far. Maybe because it really prefers healers a lot, because a lot of it is keeping people like right around 10,000 health, except for your off tank. But what I also really liked about that fight is that when it gets to a certain point and Chimeron won't let you heal anybody anymore, but his attacks get really weak, basically healers are completely useless. So my sole role became... At exactly 21%, because he slips into this phase of 20%, at exactly 21%, you run into the corner of the room, you taunt him, and you die. But because he's kind of slow moving, it gives enough time for everybody else to have plenty of time to unload on him. So it's sort of like, as a healer, you become a tank. And it's really weird, but I like that. You know, I like fights that prefer healers, except... Actually, no, I don't, because Velithria, or whatever her name was in ICC, sucks. And I hear there's a boss like that in Firelands, and that sucks more.
Is there a boss like that in Firelands?
Like Velithria?
Isn't there a heal boss or something in Firelands?
Is there? maybe it's a hidden boss.
It's Balrog? Balrog is what Salacious Pop's telling me.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess it's more healer intense. Mm-hmm. You really do have to coordinate your healers on the fight, but I wouldn't necessarily go as far as to say that it's all a healer fight.
It's more like Chimeron, where it's not really a healer fight, but if your healers aren't coordinated,
it's definitely a healer check. Oh yes, it is definitely a healer check. And if your healers suck, you're not gonna take down the boss.
And that's where you lost all your third healers too.
You know what? Actually, that's where I had to question one, and I was just like, do you know what your top healed spell was? And it's funny that you mentioned, you know, calling people out of the combat log and stuff, but he was just like this. I'm like, well, you might, I don't know, want to work on something maybe a little bit bigger, a little faster, perhaps not take your fucking time. I don't know.
We would never get along in a raid environment. Except I might yell back. How do you take to people that yell back at you?
They don't. We've had, okay, I've had one. One gets snippy right back with me,
uh-huh.
And I got snippy right back with him, and people see why I'm in charge. Let's put it that way.
He's now a little pile of ash somewhere.
He is no longer in our guild.
Wow. Now I almost want to go back on my druid over there and level it to 85 and be all like, I'm going to raid with you guys and like do little things to see how mad Furry will get at me. Be fine.
You know, I've been doing a lot better with the mad. I don't yell as often.
Your Chinese New Year resolution. Absolutely.
It's working. And it's mainly because I promoted more people to do my job.
She has her minions do her bidding.
The only other thing I've been doing in Azeroth this week is because I unlocked the vendor in Firelands that sells the blacksmithing patterns, I'm now one of two people in my guild that can do those. And I got to tell you, although I like being able to help my guildies out and I like being able to do that, I am really fucking annoyed right now that those chaos orbs are bind on pickup, because that means in order to make the weapons, it means I have to go run a bunch of instances and other people can't do it themselves. Nope. I have to be there. And it's like,
I've never liked that. How they
want to run eight fucking instances so two people can get their weapons. Like, do you know how? And of course, because I have mine now, everybody wants theirs like right now, you know. And it's for the most part, people are understandable, you know. But I know some people got to be thinking, I have all the mats. I'm ready for my weapon. It's like, I got to run like four more instances to get the orbs. And even then, it's not guaranteed, because if we have to pug somebody, they might win it in a roll and then we're all upset. So just irritating.
Yeah,
I never liked that those are... Why couldn't they go the route of Lich King on that? I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, the model was, you know, like, even the Frozen Orbs, they were BOP for the first tier, and then they unbound them. And so I was kind of hoping that they were going to do the same thing, and they didn't. And that's dumb as shit.
Can I buy the orbs with justice points? Because seriously, I just want to buy them. Be done.
No.
With it.
You know, that actually would be... I mean, a legitimate way to circumvent, if they didn't really want to make them BOE and keep them special throughout the expansion, at least, you know, even some, they'd probably be on par with justice points. I don't see why they wouldn't do something like that if they really didn't want to unbind them.
Yeah, those orbs you could have bought with badges back during Wrath of the Lich King. Silly. So that's the only thing that kind of irritates me right now, but I guess I'll just run more instances. But seriously, we were in a Zul'Gurub the other night that went so long that the trash was respawning at the beginning, and I just wanted to put my head through the wall, but it was guildies and some were learning, and that last fight can be a real pain in the ass until you've experienced it several times, so I just had to grind my teeth and bear it, and we got through it, so I was happy. But for about 2 hours, I wasn't happy.
Aww.
At least I got an orb. All right,
good job.
That's it for my week in Azeroth. So, Extifer, how was your week in Azeroth or not?
My week in Azeroth. Okay, so Monday I did the three S's. I shat, showered, and shaved. SHs, I guess you can call them. And then I went to the gym. And then Tuesday I shat, showered, and shaved. And then I went to the gym. And then Wednesday, I kind of jumbled things up a little bit, and I went to the gym, and then I shat, showered, and shaved. And then today, I shat, went to the gym, showered, went to work, read a book, shaved, went to the gym again, and then I masturbated and came all over the place. And I'm getting inspected tomorrow, so I have to clean it all up.
You know, you're like the most regular person that I think I've ever met.
My favorite part of that story is that he only went to work one day this week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you got to make some money sometime, right? Priorities.
I mean, you don't get paid for looking good all day? What's up with that?
I wish. If I did, then I'd be like a quadrillionaire.
All right. Well, Extifer, since you are so educated on the ways of Azeroth, why don't you deliver us the news this week?
Okay. So, the news, as soon as I get to that, ding, ding, ding.
You know,
ding.
It's the one thing you have to do that's WoW related all week.
Okay, so, of course, we know that Ragnaros has been down heroic mode by top guilds in the world. And I believe Paragon has a video of it that they just released. I think it's Paragon. I'm going to double check it real quick. But yeah, Paragon, or one of the top guilds in the world, has a video up of the Ragnaros 25-man heroic world first kill. I obviously haven't seen it because I didn't even know that the heroic had a different ending than the normal. So more power to them, though, Paragon.
I think I had read somewhere that it took them 400 tries to do it or something like that.
Crazy.
That is, you know, like, that's literally all day. And then
you,
some.
If you get paid to play the game, though, I guess I imagine that it's okay, though. I'll allow it.
I'm not really that impressed, though, because of that fact. Like, I want to see, you know, real WoW players that, you know, don't have sponsors going up against this content and really seeing how they're reacting with it. I mean,
yeah.
If, you know, you want to, you know, I mean, yes, I mean, it's cool, they killed it, I'm happy, blah, 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 but, I mean, let's be real, I could give a shit anymore about Paragon and their world first, because it's, you know, this is what they're basically getting paid or sponsored to do.
Yeah, how it works, and if you haven't heard us on the show talk about this before, is these guilds, mainly in Europe, get sponsored by companies like Asus and you know, a lot of computer parts makers, and they get sponsored to play this game, so they get paid to play this game, they get all of the best equipment, they have everything accessible that you can imagine. If you watch these videos and you see their setups, they're crazy, and they're like no lag. So they get all this money, and then they, you know, obviously get everybody that's in their guild is on the same schedule because they're all getting paid. So it's not a real reflection of the real life average hardcore guild, you know, that doesn't get paid to play the game. So so really, I mean, I think that everybody should take these videos and these things as a grain of salt, because also keep in mind that these guilds you know, go into the beta or the PTRs, and they go in and they test these fights beforehand, so they already have a good amount of knowledge on the fights. So I don't know, take it all with a grain of salt, but for what it's worth, if you want to see the video, just watch it.
I kind of agree, though, it'll be more impressive when a guild can do it after like five pulls, you know?
Yeah. But it'd also be impressive to find out who actually got the world first kill without all that, you know, stuff. So I don't know, but we won't hear about that because most of the sites follow these top guilds because they probably get paid to follow them too. But anyways, the next thing to talk about is that the new community site for BlizzCon has been released. It kind of looks like the community site for World of Warcraft, but it's just for BlizzCon, for Blizzard. So if you want to just kind of, the info is obviously very slim, so you don't, they just talk about how, you know, new contests are available to join in on for the next BlizzCon. But if you're like me, you don't care about that. So, but you can keep posted and keep on checking back to see if there is anything new about that.
Maybe they'll have like a forum where you can find a date at BlizzCon.
Yeah,
you know, maybe find a nerd date for a night.
Maybe. You
know,
they
have a lucrative service.
At BlizzCon, they always had that, the Realm hookup, not the Realm hookups, that sounds like really bad, but like Realm meetings, like where you could, you know, meet, schmooze with people from your realm. And I never did it because I always thought, oh, I don't want to like know these people that I see on my, you know, that's worse than raiding with strangers. Now I know what they look like. You know what I mean?
I would just go to Moonguard's party because know theirs is going to be the freakiest.
That
well, if nothing else, you're bound to get your dick sucked while they're making gnome noises.
Exactly.
That is a great idea, actually, Rob. And if I wanted to shell out all that money to go to BlizzCon, that's what I would focus on doing.
You know, the Moonguard party's happening in the presidential suite of the Holiday Inn. On the room.
Probably. Imagine all the kinky shit that goes on around BlizzCon that Blizzard doesn't even know about.
No pants allowed unless you're in a costume.
Yeah, no pants party.
I don't know. I'd be afraid to go up to the, you know, the realm meetup section because I'm afraid that I would meet up with those people that spam and trade and I would have the uncontrollable urge to punch them in the face.
Well, chances are they're not at BlizzCon because they're busy logged into WoW spamming.
I can just see the headlines in the OC Register now. Crazed bitch punches little nerd in face at Blizzard event.
Yeah, it'll
say
that too. It'll actually say crazed bitch punches little nerd in the face.
I'd be like, ain't no punch in the face, Thunder Fury, what?
Yeah. I'm sure, like, I would love to see that headline, Rob. So
I like anal punch in the face is the headline. That's good.
Shudder. The next thing is not WoW related, but it is Blizzard related. It's news that Diablo 3 is apparently starting its beta soon. There was some files, I guess, data mined or whatever you call it from the European, Battle.net site. And it has to do with Diablo 3's beta. And there was some images pulled from the site where they show like a beta version of the box art for Diablo 3. So this kind of goes in line with, you know, maybe possibly if they start beta pretty soon with Diablo 3, then it'll probably be coming out come Christmas.
Yay, so, I want to play this beta because I love Diablo.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I kind of... Well, not the only thing, but I mean, it's one of the things that I kind of, you know, maybe I shouldn't have quit playing WoW because I could opt in for the Diablo 3 beta, but whatever, it's all good. I could watch YouTubes of it.
There you go. Or hopefully somebody you know will get in and you can come over and play.
Hopefully.
All right. Is that it for the news?
That's it for the news. News has been really slim for WoW, obviously, because they haven't announced their next patches yet.
I was just about to say, still no information on 4.3 in this new, quicker, faster patches world that we live in.
Yeah, and meanwhile, all of this new content's being just eaten up by guilds. I mean, how long did it take for you guys to down the last boss in the first tier of this content?
I think we're running on, I think, what was it, like 26 days? I'd have to check, like, WoW Heroes or something to get the exact day into the patch. But it actually was way quicker than last patch. I mean, you know, we were struggling with Nefarian for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to know is, like, Nefarian, like, it's, you guys struggled with Nefarian for a little while, and you guys, it took quite a while to actually get to Nefarian, you know, after weeks of going through all that stuff. It took weeks to kill Alakir, let alone, you know, Nefarian. And yet, all of the new content, you know, you guys got done with the new content, like, you know, in less than 3 weeks. So, I don't know. It just seems
kind of... Yeah, well, I mean, you figure you had double the content last tier. It's really disappointing. I expected... even if they brought out, like, even another standalone Mali-type boss, I mean, something. Seven bosses? They can kiss my ass with seven bosses.
Technically, there's eight. Because of Baron and Holt.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is not a boss. that is a detour on the way to weekly disappointment.
So, basically, what I was trying to get at is that, you know, because a lot of guilds are getting down the at least the normal mode of the content, you would think that Blizzard would come out with their next information pretty soon, pretty quick, but we haven't seen anything yet, so.
I mean, look at it. I mean, they, normal Nefarian, there was still, at the time we had killed Nefarian, it was, I thought, way too long because we were being stupid, but there was still not that many of, well, not that high of a percentage of guilds killing even normal Nefarian. And here, you know, you fast forward in, yeah, you have a couple bosses that are just a pain in the ass, but I mean, honestly, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I ain't even mad, because you know what? The rest of us can actually do the damn raids now. So, I don't know. Like, that's why you guys are blowing through it so fast. It's just because, you know, you guys spent so much time in the other raid, and you take all the progression stuff seriously, and, you know, you're going to go through it a lot faster. But those of us that play a little more socially, it's kind of like, I still feel like there's so much to go through, because now we got to get through all this tier 11 content, and then maybe we can scratch the surface of tier 12.
God, mm-hmm. What is social? That sounds like an STD.
I know.
No, I tried to be social. I can't do it.
I know. It involves people and having to talk to them. It's crazy.
With me, it involves penises and payment.
Well, I mean, it involves penises for me, but what can I say?
All right, let's get to the topic of the week. Every week we invite you guys to respond to our topic of the week via Twitter at twitter.com/hordehouse or through our email bag at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Of course, you can always tweet or email us whatever you like, but we always like to have kind of one topic to be an icebreaker. So here's this week's topic. This week's topic, since we have Ferrari, who happens to be a guild leader, raid leader of sorts on the show with us tonight, and I've done my share of leading raids myself, and I think Exeter has done a little bit of it. I want to know what you guys think. What is the most important quality in a raid leader? And to not leave the PvPers out, let's say that could really be any group leader. Because, you know, even in a PvP environment, there has to be somebody kind of leading the charge. Shut up. So what is the most important quality in a group leader? So Exeter, I'll start with you. What is the most important quality in a group leader?
Patience.
Why is that?
Because any kind of leader needs patience, and you know, you can't like expect a group of people to like know your point of view right off the bat. That's the biggest, I think, downfall of a lot of leaders, is that you want people to know exactly how you would fight these bosses, or like how, let's say you're at work and you're trying to get a task done and it's a team effort, you know, and you're leading that team, you have to listen to what everybody else is doing and kind of learn the ropes of what's going on before you tackle, you know, the situation. So I think that it's patience is a good thing.
All right. Fair enough. What do you think, Ferrari? What's the most important quality in a raid leader?
Let me think. No, I think I told Extifer about this before we started, and I feel that I embody everything that is perfect about a raid leader. But I mean, if you want to get specific, I really think having a commanding presence is really necessary to raid lead, because, otherwise, people are just going to walk all over you if you're very, very timid and you're indecisive. You have to be very decisive. And I don't know how patience plays into it, because, you know, I am nowhere near patient.
No, but I mean, what I mean by it is more at the beginning of a fight, at the beginning of learning a fight. I mean, it's not like you go off the handle like when you guys are first starting it. You know what I mean? Like, it's more like you want to know exactly how your group is going to tackle the fight, and you can't expect the group to know exactly what to do right at the start. So I don't know. That's kind of what I was coming from.
Ferrari, do you think having tits helps in having a commanding presence?
I do. I 110. Well, it goes in both ways, okay? Because I have interviewed people that were looking to come into the guild, and when they found out that I was female, had passed on the guild. Simply because with being female comes a lot of issues in game, especially when you're dealing with a bunch of basement dwelling nerds who probably haven't seen pussy ever. So
what, like getting your period in the middle of a raid?
No, it's basically I think they just think that all the drama that goes with being a female will follow the guild, and there are a lot of females that aren't really good at leading guilds, and that they're very over female emotional, I should say.
I see. So you're basically saying other women and their PMS have ruined it for you.
Yeah, actually, and then they're slutty vaginas, pretty much. Yeah.
I want to have a guild called Slutty Vaginas.
I mean, seriously, they think that wagging their pussy at a bunch of WoW nerds is going to get them where they need to go, and it definitely.
How do you wag your pussy?
Say where you wag your dick, I suppose, just shake it a little.
Excellent. Genuinely sounds fascinated by this bitch.
I'm always fascinated by females. It's like females are weird, you know. I don't know, like they're like aliens. I don't understand them really, but I want to know about them. Hey, by the way, have you ever gotten your period like in the middle of a raid? Because that's fascinating.
I mean, I somehow think that the listeners are probably like at this point going to be like, please don't answer, please don't answer. So I'm not gonna.
Aw, answer. No, I want to know. I demand an answer.
How about you just type a message to him or something? There you go.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
Like,
I don't know.
Like playing and suddenly, oh, do I stay for this, the killing of this boss, or do I clean that up?
Well, I mean, I guess that depends on how hardcore you are, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, real hardcore people have like applications on their phone like I do that tell you when you're supposed to get it so they can prepare, you know?
Oh, well, you have an application that tells you when you're supposed to get your period? That's
oh
just
my
so
God.
Weird.
How do you not know about this?
I don't know about anything when it comes.
It's not gonna predict it down to the minute.
So it's like, oh my
actually,
God, I have 30 seconds before expected period blood.
Well, no, actually, what it does is it tells you about the day that you're supposed to get it. It even tells you when you're ovulating.
Wow. Yeah. And so, like, if you actually don't get it at the point of time where it tells you to get it, like, do you think you're pregnant?
And the funny thing is you can actually press on the calendar when you've had sex. So when you miss it, it'll be like, oh, better go pee on a stick. It'll be so terrible. I cannot even believe that somebody thought to make up an application for this. But I mean,
the iPhone has
to make a pregnancy test of an application. I wish I knew how to write apps, because I would make a pregnancy application where it's like, oh, better go pee on a stick. Like, it actually would say that to you. And it would say it, not like a text thing.
Right. And although, I don't know if
like,
you guys
are... To be like, go pee on a stick now, bitch!
You're getting that welfare line.
All right.
Collect that check.
I don't know what that has to do with being a raid leader, but fine. I'll answer now. What is the most important quality in... What?
It comes in line with patience, Rob. Right.
What is the most important quality in a raid leader? I would say knowing how to talk to people. Because with so many different types of personalities in a raid, I think you really have to kind of know how to talk to each one. Because if you, like, say the wrong thing in the wrong way to somebody, then it's going to make them, like, not listen to you. And that's when people tend to do more idiot things, is when they're not listening to their leader. And I think if you know how to kind of talk to people and get their buy-in, then you'll accomplish more with each person individually. Because I really think, yes, you have to be able to do things as a group, but in order for that to happen, you have to be able to get everybody to do what they need to do individually. And that takes different relationships with each and every person in that raid.
Wow, you're so professional sounding, Rob.
Well, that's my serious answer.
Here we're talking about menstruation, and he's all like, down with the serious. Although, I think I should mention that when I am particularly bitchy, I have been called out. They're like, well, yeah. Are you? So it is pretty bad.
are you right
it's
now?
Like, it's like,
I mean, no. The sentence that I usually hear is, Jesus Christ, Far, on the rag much?
Doesn't that strike you as a bit sexist? Of course,
it does.
I get asked the same thing. Like, I've gone off on the Gill, and go, God, Rob, are you on the rag? It's like, I'm a boy.
And it's like when somebody's like, are you on the rag? And you're like, actually, yes, we are on rag right now. We're about to beat rag.
You know what? That was a whole slew of jokes right there that we need not touch.
Please let's not. All right, let's get to emails and tweets. Every week we invite your emails at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com or your tweets at twitter.com/hordehouse. Guess how many...
Have you ever considered spraying your period blood all over rag?
Stop it.
Do you think it would put him
oh
out?
My God.
You have issues. So many issues.
What?
That's actually worse than your usual. Wow. Oh. I didn't think it was possible.
All right.
I don't know. I just imagine like vag flash, but like not vag flash. It's like vag splash all over Ragnaros.
All right. Starting with emails tonight. After last week's epic email bag that we had like 20,000 emails in, this week we have no emails. That's right. I have no emails to read this week.
Yay.
Not a one. There's a few contest emails. I think our usual emailers are kind of sidetracked with a contest. So no emails to read tonight, but I do have some tweets. You ready for some tweets?
Sure.
All right. So RZBG sent us a couple tweets last week about Chipotle. And the first one was, we don't have Chipotle. And he actually spelled it Chipola. Because they don't, I mean, if you don't have Chipotle, you don't know how to spell it. And he says, and by the sound of it, that's something to be very glad of. So I think I had suspected this on last week's show, is that the folks outside the U.S. and maybe Canada don't know what Chipotle is. So that whole episode, the reference might have been lost on people. So Exifer, can you quickly describe Chipotle?
Just so you know, we don't have it over here.
Really?
Really?
Where do you live? China?
Yeah. Pennsylvania. No,
oh God!
I haven't never heard of it.
Oh my God! Pennsylvania is Amish country. Okay, like when I went to Pennsylvania, I spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania for work, and the first time I went there, I didn't find a Starbucks anywhere.
Okay, so let's get over your button willow like story, Rob, and get to the real.
No, this was worse. It was Allentown, and there wasn't a Starbucks to be found.
Oh my God! Allentown is a fucking cesspool. I actually live about an hour and a half from Allentown. To be honest with you,
really,
it's terrible.
Do you live? Yes. Wait, do you live in Easton?
No, actually, I do live in the Poconos, but I.
I know where the Poconos are.
Yeah.
It's like you're my neighbor.
I live 30 minutes outside of Stroudsburg.
Wow. Okay, I don't know where that is.
Wow.
I just remember driving through Bethlehem, and I was like, "This doesn't look like
that's
where
another
Jesus."
Shithole.
I was like, "This doesn't look like where Jesus was born." Anyhow,
I don't remember what your question to me.
Chipotle.
Was.
Describe Chipotle to people in Britain and Pennsylvania.
Chipotle is a burrito and taco place, pretty much, and it's good. I actually like it. I don't know why people would have a bad feeling
it's
towards it.
It's good
Chipotle.
If you love sodium and diarrhea.
What? Stop
you
it.
You do, too. Like you, I've never met anyone that talks more about their bowel movements, so I could see why you would love it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you like it to go down smooth, you know? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to have butt sex, I'd rather have more of a clean poop, you know?
I mean, that just sounds like a muddy waters.
Can I please go to the next tweet? Also,
you asked me to describe Chipotle.
Describing your sex routines, and I don't need to hear it. I want that.
No.
Did
it's
you have
not...
sex at a Chipotle?
No, I didn't.
Dude, that's like a fucking fetish video right there that I want nothing to do with.
No, poop is gross, by the way, and I don't associate it with Chipotle. I don't even believe in poop. By the way, I think it's a myth.
I will say that Chipotle has those delicious lime-flavored chips.
Yes, they make their own chips, and they have a hint of lime in them. And then there's so you go in, it's like an assembly, right? You go in, they ask you if you want to, you know, what you want. It's like, I want a burrito. So they like heat up your tortilla, and then they ask you what kind of meat, and there's like several different kinds of meat, and what kind of beans, and there's two different kinds of beans. And then there's different kinds of salsa that you can put on there, and there's like sour cream and stuff. And they build up this big, ginormous burrito for you. And it's really good. It's really good. And I don't like
a Mexican Subway, basically.
Almost like a Subway.
Yeah, that's a really good way to describe it. It's a Mexican Subway.
Yeah, yeah, and it's delicious. And you don't have to have a burrito. There's tacos, there's soft tacos, there's taco salads, there's, you know, anything like Mexican they have.
All right.
Anyway,
do they have migrant workers?
You know, a lot of people that I've seen that work at Chipotle are surprisingly white.
Because my lawn needs cut.
Can I go to the next tweet? Question for the show, also from RZBG. Question for the show. My loon in Haijal, what do you make of her? Isn't she just the most adorable thing? Cough, sarcasm, cough. What do you think about those, you know, half chick, half deers out in Haijal, Extover?
I think they're hot.
Yeah?
I just want to, like, fuck them. I want to take their tits, and I want to titty fuck them.
Wow. All right. Can I go to the next? Oh, by the way, Peaker Uno actually clarified on the Chipotle question. Ironically, there's one opening in London any day now, I guess.
Oh, so, well, congratulations.
There you go.
And as we know, Europe is only London. They should all be able to go get some.
So there's London and there's not London.
Yeah.
There it is. Going to more tweets here. Phantomus 2011 tweets us and says, "Rating with friends seems more fun, but feelings get hurt easier when issues of space and loot come into play. Stranger danger." Kind of going on last week's topic of the week. Feelings get hurt easier when issues of space and loot come into play. Have you guys found that to be the case whenever playing with friends? I don't know. Like, I surprisingly, we haven't really had a lot of loot drama in our guild. I think everybody knows the system. It's straight up, you roll. If you got the high roll, you win. And if you didn't win, it's the game's fault, not mine. You know?
Yeah, I think that it's pretty manageable if you keep that in mind. But there can be loot drama. I mean...
Oh, of course. Even with the system we use. I've exercised my veto right once or twice, but I think I had to deal with... There's a lot of people doing, like, loot trading. Like, there'd be two people that were like, all right, well, you bid minimum, and I'll bid this, and then I'll give you this piece of gear later. And what would be going on was the other people looking for that loot were getting screwed. And, well, I busted out the bitch, and that stopped happening.
What is the loot system you guys use, out of curiosity? DKP?
We use DKP, yeah.
Wow.
Because we're a 10-man guild, which is weird, because a lot of 10-mans don't use loot systems like that, but... We have a lot of extra people because I'm all about we will have the comp I want. So we do it so that way those who are sitting out, when they do come in, they're not behind the curb and other people don't feel slighted if they lose a piece of gear because they've earned it.
What was the most awesome reason you ever had to penalize someone DKP? For those who don't know, DKP, dungeon kill points. You get so many points for every boss that dies, then you get to bid on loot, basically. But the raid leader has the right to penalize you when you fuck up.
Yes, I do.
I know, I know you do. I have to ask.
Yeah, I know back in ICC when we first started, because, like, oh, by the way, Viral is officially over a year old. We turned a year.
Yay.
Congrats.
But back in ICC, I told them, I was like, if those disco balls hit the floor, each one of you motherfucking ranged is losing DKP. I was like, try me. Fucking try me. So the next attempt, man, one hits, I'm like, there's 50. And I just kept fucking rolling the count. I was like, and I'm taking it. I did take it, too. They were pretty pissed.
Nice.
That's awesome.
People who got hit with defiles lost DKP. I mean, I haven't really done it too much here. I've taken, I take DKP from people who sign up and don't show up because it hurts the rest of us.
Well, we actually came up with a system for that too, because we've had a problem with that lately as well. And we just don't invite them to the next week's raid. That was what we decided the punishment would be. So
what if you guys don't have enough people? Do you guys just not raid?
Then if they're actually on, we'll just have to invite them, I suppose, or... We just get pugs.
I'd just get a pug, like, if they're even on, and just be like, this is what happens, screw you.
And that's where strangers and friends come into play.
Yeah,
big
exactly,
time.
Exactly. All right, let me get to Peaker Uno, who's emailing us about the topic of the week, a series of tweets here. Won't be able to email topic of the week, sorry, but basically, Guildies easier to start a run with, but in my case, not as skilled as some pugs. Absolutely detest Whisper achievement and gear score pugs. Never join those. Never pug raids anyway. Should be up and running in new house by next Thursday. Moving sucks. Not London is okay, but it's not London. Frown. Aww. What do you think about Whisper achievement and gear score pugs? Have you ever joined one of those? Because I have, and I'll tell you, he's right. Don't join them.
Nope, won't do it.
No.
All right.
I mean, I have on alts, and then they're like, oh, your gear score's not high enough. And I'm like, yeah, well, your IQ isn't high enough, so we're good.
Nice, very nice. All right. And then Flacco Jones sends us a tweet that says, please, Ferrari, don't kick my family from the guild. We'll be back eventually.
I wouldn't kick any. See, you're attached to Teacher's Pet here, and so you stay. I mean, that's just how it is. I usually tell people that I have three favorite druids, and I only really know three druids. So Exto being the first, and then so on and so forth. So when he quit the game, I'm like, number one spot's open.
And you know, I always know who gets the last spot too, which is, it's fun. It's fun times.
It is.
Yeah. Have you?
Although we have.
Have you kicked my alt from the guild yet?
I don't know. I did go on a massive. I went on a bitch fit the other day, and I got mad because I told people, like, if you have an alt or if you have a friend in the guild, can you please put it in their note who they belong to? Because I'm to the point where I literally have no fucking clue who these people are in my guild, and I don't think I would have kicked it because I thought you said Rob Roberts in it, so I don't think I would have kicked it.
Okay, cool. One day, I mean, like, after I get everything done on my main with the social guild, and after everything I get done on Drendon with the Horde House guild, best little Horde House, Horde side, find us in the guild finder.
So basically never.
Then I'll play on Winterhoof.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. I don't like to play on Winterhoof either. This is a cesspool.
I do. I have a last minute question here, actually. Salacious Pop has delivered me a quick email here with a question specifically for Ferrari. So here we go. Last night, our lock pet pulled the ridiculous druid trash before Staghelm and caused a wipe. This is pretty exceptional since he had to fat finger his pet attack hotkey. You can't even set pets to aggressive now. So he had a lock actually pet pull the druid trash after Blizzard has taken out aggressive pets. The officers made him put 2.5k gold in the guild bank so they could turn on guild repairs for the next hour. This is awesome, yes or no?
Absolutely, because that is a special brand of stupid right there.
That is so funny. Like, they actually made, they're like, you can't raid with us right now until you put 2.5k, like 2.5k in the guild bank.
I like how they actually calculated how much all the repairs would be for everybody in the 25 man, and it's 2.5k.
Hey, while you guys discuss this, I'm going to take the 2.5 next seconds to pee.
All right, have fun with that. Are you really going to pee?
Yeah.
We're almost done with the show. That was the last tweet.
I know, but I can't hold it any longer.
Fine, go. I'll talk to Ferrari.
God. Baby bladder.
I know, right?
He's got to pee like every show, seriously.
All right, so if Extrovert's gone, like, tell us like something horrible Extrovert did in a raid once.
You know, I don't know, because he's such a sneaky little bastard. Like, the time that he wiped us on Alakir, or I'm not sure it was Alakir or whatever, but I didn't even know. I thought it was the Hunter. Like, he's sneaky about it.
Did you actually yell at the Hunter and take DKP?
I did. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, this is a waste of my fucking time. And, yeah, I was going off.
One of these times I'm going to actually record you, I think, yelling and screaming during a raid night and play it here on the show. I think it would be fun.
You know, it would have to, like I said, lately I've been really good, but I mean, in the last tier, I remember on Cho'Gall, and I think this was the one that Exo told you about, I was so pissed. I was to the point of hysterics. Like, it sounded like I was going to cry or laugh or I don't know, but I was flipping the fuck out.
They couldn't tell if you were laughing or crying, and it was a little bit scary.
I've heard those moments before.
I was seething. Like, my face, I could feel the heat on my face.
Nice. All right. Well, that's going to do it. We're done. We got through emails, we got through tweets, and that means we got through another episode of Horde House. So a little bit shorter of a show tonight, but you know what? That's what happens when there's not as much news and no emails to read. So that's it. Let's go around and get everybody's final thoughts. First off, Ferrari, thank you so much for being here tonight and, you know, kind of laying the smack down on what people do wrong in raids and all that stuff. Do you have any final thoughts for the listeners out there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. It has to do with the Firelands trash runs. All of you motherfuckers and your rep killing my market on the auction house for the BOEs I actually earned. You can go fuck yourself. I hope you die.
My final thought tonight is I can't wait until we can get our guild together to go do some Firelands trash runs because we really need the pity 372s that you get from rep rewards. It'll help us tear through the tier 11s even more. That's my final thought. Extifer, what's your final thought tonight?
Well, while you guys are putting the smack down on your raids, I'm going to put the whack down on my porn collection.
You have fun with that.
I will.
I really going to say penis right there. I thought you were going to say you put the whack down on your penis.
Penis!
All right, that's going to do it for another week.
This is how Rob says penis while he... Well, like, when he's in the moment, he's like, give me your penis.
Stop it.
Really?
No.
Give me your
that?
Penis.
How would he know
that? How do you say penis, Rob?
Penis.
I mean, they sound exactly alike. I don't know.
Whatever. You're deaf. All right. We're done. That's it. We're done with another episode of Horde House. We'll see you next week. We'll talk about the contest results and whatever else is going on. Hopefully some 4.3 information. We'll see. Otherwise, I guess we'll tell penis jokes.
All in the news.
Penis. Good night, buddy.
Bye.